If you're a registered voter in King County, you've probably received a ballot in the mail. In case you didn't know, there is a special election in King County this month. On April 28th, voters will decide whether to pay for a new upgraded emergency communications system. Details from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
Having a reliable radio system is important for firefighters, police, or medical technicians responding to a crisis. Seattle's new fire chief, Harold Scoggins, says communication problems hampered first responders' efforts during the 9/11 attacks. In recent years, many counties have been upgrading their radio network as they get old and outdated.
Communication is the key to problem solving. You have to be able to talk to people, those around you, and those around the county, because that way you can kind of triage what's going on. You can set a plan of action, and you can move resources as you need to solve the problem.
King County's emergency radio network system was designed in 1992. Councilmember Joe McDermott says the system is so old that replacement parts and components will no longer be available after 2018.
And so we are stockpiling some of those now, and we'll keep the system operational, of course, but how long we can do that and be successful becomes questionable after the end of 2018.
McDermott says the council decided to put the question before voters this spring because it takes time to plan, build, and transition to a new system.
So doing it in April gives us the fallback position of the primary ballot if we were to not be successful in April. And it's really imperative that we can start planning and building out the system as soon as possible.
If approved, the new levy will take effect next year. For a $375,000 house, it'll cost a homeowner about $27 a year for the next 9 years. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.